Hello. Listen, I don't know if I can compete with that last podcast. Let's have a great time anyway. But I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to start saying that at the start of every podcast. I don't know if I can compete with that last pod. Also, welcome to the worst podcast audio-wise in the world. And then, what was the other bit? Let me set the scene for you. Yeah, let me set the scene for you. Let me set the scene for you, bro. Oh, I should set the scene with the candle ritual. Candle ritual. The candle ritual. Oh, something we always do here on the high school podcast is the candle ritual. But I can't find a lighter, dude, and I ain't getting out of my seat. So maybe I'll find enough inspiration for you later. But for now, candle, you're going unused into the corner, right there. Let me have a sip of tea. So he suddenly turned very British there for a moment. Oh shit. What, am I a freak? Sometimes I feel like a freak. Yeah, but maybe in a good way, you know. It's all about being a freak, I think. What kind of freak are you? Somehow, I have a John Cena pop-up on my screen. His whole thing. John Cena's whole thing is, "You can't see me." And then he's had a pop-up on my screen. Dude, I need to write that down. Isn't that epic? John Cena pop-up. Yeah, so, let me set the scene for you. Let me set the scene. Listen. Do you want me to set your scene for you? I just woke up and did the final half of a joint and, like, you know, looking forward to my day. Eating healthy, actually, very healthy, like big stews of vegetables. I make this stew where it's like curry powder, tomatoes, onions, mushrooms, you know, and then. And you can add any vegetable you want. And yeah, I've been eating that and sustaining myself. Feelings, I feel so sexy when I eat food like that. You know, like, that's what's so good about it. You feel like you gave your body a really good heal after all the processed shit you can get stuck into. So I'm really enjoying that again. So that's what I've been doing. I've been sustaining myself. And getting lost in my fantasies as always, like I hope you are. I think about all the fantasies you must be having. And, like, I feel like I just unlocked a world of fantasies, you know? That's what's so good about what I do for you guys, isn't it? Because you're seeing all my fantasies. And I want to see all yours. I want to just, like, hit that fucking unlock button and just sit there and be like, "Fuck yes, there's a nice one." Some of my fantasies for you are maybe a little bit tastier than the others for certain reasons to yourself. But then there's something about the baseline of the fantasy. Do you know what I mean? Is good enough for you to go to look past it. I know you've been liking it when I talk to you like this. You're starting to really understand now. Aren't you? Good. I'm not gonna say it, but you know how I feel about you. Baby, don't you? Sorry. You know. Wow, did I just ruin it? Yeah. Ain't nobody. Do you know what I realize this sounds like? it sounds like I'm talking to a specific person in the audience, and that was like a sexual code for me to say, yes, I love you. It's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. I'm just saying to you guys, you're so special to me. That's all I'm trying to say, you know? Like, I don't want it to sound like I've got a fucking girlfriend and, like, I'm trying to make them happy by telling them that they're the one encrypted into my podcast. You see what I'm saying? It's nothing like that, trust me. I just wanted to, like, I hope that wasn't coming across sometimes when I'm trying to be really sweet to you. Do you know what I'm saying, baby? Because that should not come across. Because, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so good, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, look. We're only in 6 minutes. I'm already having such a nice time. Yeah. Let me have a sip of this beverage. Oh my god, that is so yummo. It's been a journey. It's been in the last 16 million years. Okay, it's ending. I'm laughing too much. Oh, that's not a noise you should make. Went to rub my nose because it was like itching, and I just made the noise. My hand didn't even touch my nose. I just. Anyway, I'm a very strange human. Under my flesh, what would you find? This is the power of marijuana, man. Makes you feel so good. You need to get yourself some of that shit. Yes. Yes, queer. Yes. Right, I feel like it's kind of getting close to candle mission time, but no, I can't leave this place of comfort. But I'm wondering if it's in reach. I've quite a small little room here. Now I'm wondering if there's a lighter in reach at all times. I'm really capturing my feng shui. I don't think so. It's not going to be happening. It's not going to be happening. Sorry, baby. Was I ignoring you? I didn't mean to ignore you. You think I'm ignoring you? Nah. No. Come here. Look at me. Yeah. Good. So happy for you, babe. It's gonna be so fucking good. You know that time we're gonna celebrate how sexy you are? You know all those times when I'm fucking you and we're celebrating how sexy you are? Hmm. this isn't a character anymore. Do you understand me? Now stop. Stop with that bullshit in your brain. That fucking nice pussy. Rub it. Fucking rub that pussy for me. Quit the bullshit. Touch your fucking pussy. Oh, they're very naughty, isn't it? You want that lips? You want those lips to be smacking on your pussy? I would slurp you the fuck up. It'll be cartoonish. It'll be elastic. It'll be so crazy, perfectly executed. When I kiss your pussy. Would you like that? Are you gonna stay the night? Are you gonna stay the night? That's nice, isn't it? Let me just keep looking at you. Yes. That's what I'm fucking looking for. Right there. Pointing at you. You feel good, baby, if you're with me. You understand me? Good. Don't know what's happening with this podcast. You know, this series, these episodes. But, wow, I hope you're enjoying it. It's very nice and delicious and nutritious, I would argue, as well. At least a little bit. You know, when you go to a special supermarket and you get these things called goji berries, and they cost $10, and everything else, every kind of other fruit costs $1 or $2. And you're like, why would I pay for $10 worth of nutrients when I could get it for like $1.5 of nutrients? Do you know what I mean? I don't need goji berries, I'll just eat a couple more apples. But goji berries are slightly better than apples for you. And that's what I want to be for you. Yeah, as long as that is slightly better than, like, I want to be, because I never want to be lonely, you know, but no one has to be. We're all here for each other. Isn't that nice? very nice, baby. Yes. Keep touching yourself. If you want to. You having fun? Bet you're just so cute, aren't you? Bet you're just the cutest thing. You just have the cutest thoughts. I feel like you would look better looking away from me, because I wouldn't even deserve to look at you. That's how pretty you would be. You know? I don't even get to see your face because I'm not worthy of it. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to look at that face. That's what I want to feel. That's what I do feel. Well, I want to. And people have felt it about you. People feel it about everyone. How nice is it? You can't ever really know if someone's experiencing it when they're looking at your face. And if they're enjoying it like I do. Like, I can really appreciate someone's face, but it's a large anxiety to your own face, and does it match up, you know? We can throw all that away and just get lost, and we don't need that now. We don't have to deal with it. We're just lost in the fantasy so good that faces and scores and, do you know what I mean, like rating each other's lifestyles and all this kind of things, it's just not even relevant, and that's what gets in the way of a lot of people having good sex sometimes, so, you know, anyway. Yeah, so I love a world where everyone's face is just loved, you know, and like, yeah. That's all I have to say. I'm on that, I guess. But the point is, baby, you have the prettiest face in the world right now. Someone might be born and overtake you. There's possible. But nah. Not right now. With a face like this. It's very subtle, your features. It's like the uniqueness to it all. It's nice. It's a safety, you know? That's what you look for, safety in the eyes, or, you know, that's what you look for. Did you find it? Did you find safety in the eyes? You found safety in the eyes, didn't you? Yeah. I hope you get to feel safety in the eyes forever. That's so good. Safety in the eyes, you know, when you stare at them and they stare back. It's nice, isn't it? Wow, I've been in so many different moods. And now I'm becoming self-aware. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Sorry, my mouth's kind of dry and I don't know why. Yep, pretty big rhymer there. If you don't do rhyme, then you gonna do crap. And you don't do tap. Yeah. So, sorry. So, I'm trying to think of something to talk about, because we can get back to the horny stuff in a bit, and they'll probably just pop up in a minute. I'll relate anything to back to being horny. But, what's been going on? Not much, really. Not much. Just, cracking on with it. Keeping on the chug train, you know. You know, opening a little avenue over there, and then it's going into me. Yeah, so everything's all good. Everything's all gooch, actually. I think some things are going better than others. You know, it's like your life's always like a friggin' bar chart going up and down like a volume digital speaker, like bouncing. And it's like, oh, yeah. So, I hope that's, like, not the same for you guys. I hope you can get a warm, cozy life, you know? But I don't think anyone can fully have it, maybe. I don't know. I hope your guys' bumping is doing good, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See? I told you I couldn't keep away from the horny. Yeah. I just love the way your hand looks on your pussy when you're rubbing it. Like, you're a fucking professional. You've been playing that with that thing forever. No one else knows how to play that instrument like you. When I watch you rub your pussy. Yes, baby. Get in there with it. Enjoy it. That's yours. And then get that fucking toy and shove it in there for me. Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck yes, baby. Fucking so good, baby. He's so comfy. Yeah. That's it, baby. Oh yeah. So good. Oh, look at you. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Such a sweet thing. Is that good, baby? You like that? Yeah. True. Yeah. What's been going on, guys, with you? I'm going to talk about Stranger Things, if you don't mind. Well, I haven't finished it yet. Shit. That was shit. But I just wanted to talk about the show and the essence of it in general. Stranger Things. It's something so tasty about it, dude. Stranger Things is such a great feel-good show. If you really pay attention to the moments of friendship, they're always, like, pretty harsh on each other, those friends. And then, like, they, like, one day they need to, when the world's gonna end, they, like, basically say to each other, Will, I'm here for you, man. And then, like, and then they save the world. And it's all about, like, letting your friends know that you're there for them. And, how beautiful is that? Just as a message. That's the first of many messages from Stranger Things. I need to watch a video. I haven't watched a video on anything. I haven't seen the end of season 4 yet. I'm not that... But, like, these are just things I'm thinking about the show. Like, but I'd love to watch a video or actually unlock something. But there's some great metaphors in the show. And you always got to be wary of how it presents the information. And does it have a political message behind it? Like, the Americans versus the Russians and everything is quite complicated. But, I don't know. It's all, like, presenting things in a certain way that always makes me think, like, it's intentional. But, anyway, it's an amazing, it's an amazing show. It's got that feel-good vibe where you just, like, you don't feel judged at all. Like, everyone's riding down the street on their bikes in the sunshine. And, like, just doing, living their little quiet life. And like, playing video games and all this cool stuff. It's so humble. I love that vibe when you watch a movie. Do you know what I mean? That feeling of, like, pure comfort. Where it's just, like... Even if it's, like, Home Alone, you know? It's a movie where it's, like... Oh, nothing about this is hard to watch for me. It's all just good parts. And I don't have to, like, lie to myself or anything, because it's kind of innocent, you know? Anyway, baby. It's only 8:30 in the morning. I'm up early for you today. Making you this. Okay. So. Say thank you. Yeah. I really do have a dry throat. I should go and get a drink and some. And I'll go get a drink and a lighter. I light my candle. I'll be right back, baby. Hello. I'm back. Oh shit, I lighted the candle off screen. I lighted it. It's just because I promised it was just a thing with the... Nah, sorry. I just was like, I wanted to get it lighted. So I lit the damn thing and we're good. We're good to go. Candle lit. Confirmed. So I got some Malk. You know, my senses are heightened right now, dude. The fuck is wrong? Dude, I shouldn't have got this high. I've got fucking work in like 6 hours. So, yes. Whoopsie. But I don't have anything else to do, so I was like, Enjoy yourself well. Do your thing. You're worth it. And then, yeah, here I am, being worth it. Dude, I have a funny thing about drinking milk when you're high. Isn't it weird? I don't want to taste more of the shit part of milk. I don't know. Is that a weird thing to say? I really like milk. Yes, we do. We're milk lovers here. It's quite nutritious and creamy. And actually, you never get disappointed that it's not really sweet. But it is sweet. There's sweetness in the fucking... in the thickness of it. sweetness in the thickness. Just like you, baby. Just like, hey, come here. We're gonna have a fucking... we're gonna have a little word now, aren't we? That thickness. Oh my god. Yeah. That's the sweetness. Sorry, I was just moving the mic, baby. It's okay now. Try not to blow in your face, baby, because you're delicate. Is that good? I'm gonna devour you, you know that. That's nice, isn't it, baby? Wow. What am I gonna do with you? I'm gonna do Don't Stop Believing. I was attacked by a inappropriately timed monster in my brain. And it had to come out. You wouldn't want me to keep it inside my brain, would you? There definitely won't be any reason to keep it inside. Not from my opinion. Well, frankly, Chuck, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You never know. Fuck you, Harry. I know exactly what I mean. Hey, Charlie. Yeah. Charlie, get down here. We got some treasure need digging up. Okay then, I'll come running, don't you worry about it. That's not American at all. That's Newcastle. That's in England. It's dude. Yeah, interesting stuff. You know, like, we have a website in the UK called Compare the Market. Maybe it's in other websites as well. But there's a better website called Compare the Meerkat. Compare the Meerkat. And, like... the meerkat was had a Russian accent, and they sort of sabotaged his ad campaign as of late because this company is where you compare like prices on things and everything, and the whole war in Russia and stuff has sabotaged these guys. It's kind of strange how things like that work. Wow, why did I have to go there, Will? Why do I have to bring that up? Well done, Will, you stupid idiot. Let me just have a sip of my beverage and then we'll be all good. I think you're no problem. I gotta wait now. Chicken! Yeah. Don't worry about chicken. I don't know why I said chicken. So, now we're here. Not talking about chicken, okay? No one mentioned the word chicken. God. You know what I'm saying, dude? Yeah. I've been going to the gym with a friend. And he's new into it. And he's way stronger than my starting point. And like, interesting, you know? Interesting. Yeah. But like, it's you get into like these mental, you're weighing yourself up with another man at all times when you're at the gym. You know, like you just can't stop. I mean, there's a lot. That's where you can gain the confidence from climbing the ranks, you know, a little bit, and like gaining some sort of. That's stupid things that men think, man. Stupid things, like, yeah, doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Totally illogical stuff. But like, yeah, I don't know. That's some like deep shit when you're in the gym. Like, it's quite dark, I would say. Like, I'm not in an amazing I think it's a healthy headspace, but it's not like a happy one. When I'm at the gym, you know, I'm like, I'm here to get this done, and then like, get the fuck out of here. And I'm not like, I'm just on my journey right now, and having a blast, and wherever I land, I'll land. And, Well, I suppose that describes what I'm doing right here, right now, with you. So. So, I just had a weird image of a man fingering a car, and the car had big eyes on it. What the fuck is wrong with me? I think I'm gonna need some help here over here. What seems to be a problem? Having these weird farts about like a man, like not even a man, it's just a man's hand. He's got like two fingers in the peace sign and he's flicking them up and down into this like car's little fucking tutor. This car's little tutor, man. Oh, yeah. Is that what he's doing, is he? Yeah, well, you're fired. You can't fire me. I hired you. Well, I quit. I should have said I quit. Yeah, well, no, you fired me. No, I quit. Oh. Okay. See you then. Guess that's the end of that story. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, dude. What do you think about modern music? Wow, I'm really high, aren't I? Oh my god, because modern music is great, wonderful, you know, grand, and well. Sometimes those weird things that put you off, don't they? They're like, didn't really like that. You didn't need to do that, mate. Overdoing it a bit there, mate. Or like, yeah, no, thank you, man. Take that one and keep. Yeah, just keep that. Yeah. All right. See you later. Yeah. Fuck you. Hope you die. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. You smoking a reefer way too much, man. Can't comprehend it, man. How does a man let himself get this out of control? In Jamaica, the reefer never leaves the system. until the system want the leafer to leave the system. You understand? Hey, Junior. You understand? Yeah. Did too much marijuana. And I am hoping it passes. Because I'm going to be working till midnight tonight. Yay. It's okay. It's okay. It's totally fine. It's just, it's fine. It's totally okay. Don't worry. Like, it's totally fine. Whatever. You know, like, yeah. Don't worry about it. It's like, I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't stop believing. Always hold on to your feeling. I'm just a small town girl, you know. Dude, what a kind of, is that a powerful song? Dude, they used to tell songs like stories. Oh, that was nice. Maybe that's actually a good song. I don't know. Very cheesy behavior, Will. Very cheesy behavior. Don't stop believing. Do you know what, guys? Like, there's things I share with you guys that I can't share with my friends, you know? Like, I have some close friends, and they kind of might get it, but they don't. So, thank you for, like, letting me. It was kind of good. You know, very, very accepted. There's like, you can always question it for your entire life until it actually happens. And so thanks. Yeah. So yeah, I just feel like, is it good? Is it fun? Seeing into someone like this, because I am actually this person, and it's like so different from who I am in these audios, you know, playing these sexy as fuck characters, and here I am kind of slurring and taking my time because my mind is kind of overloaded and seeming like some kind of weird person. But it's all good shit, man. It's all good shit, man. You know. So I'll give you some attention again, baby. I've been really a dickhead tonight, haven't I? You don't have to tell me if you like this in your podcast. You want me to sprinkle it in? Well, you don't mind what I do you? Maybe it'd be best to keep them separate. Maybe to talk to you in a different way. Who fucking cares about that shit? What we should care about is that pussy being fucking lit on fire. With the warmest glow ever, as you fucking take care of it for me. Yeah, fucking. Just, oh my god. I wish I could just satisfy. Just grab you like a paper towel and wrap you around my cock. There you go, honey. You'd be so fucking happy, wouldn't you? Yeah. That's so good, baby. Oh, yes. God, so fucking yummy. You are so yummy. Just thinking of that area in between your legs. So fucking yummy. I'm so fucking hard. I guess I'm gonna have to touch myself a little bit. Oh my god, you should see it. Oh, you would love to sit on it, baby, and it's all yours. Oh my god. It's just gonna be the perfect everything for you. Like, size, shape, thickness, length. There's even just some very pretty parts on that cock as well. Do you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be all yours. And I can't wait to have you. Just very, very tasty woman. Up and down. And I just want to whisper just the nicest, sweetest things for you, baby. You know? Because you're doing me such a good service by taking that cock and making me so happy. Oh my god. You know? Oh, fuck. That's what I want, babe. Yeah. God, I would love to see the way your mouth gasps if you just fell on it. On this cock. I'd love to see how you react to the way I use you. In the most loving way, you know, so you can't really ignore it too much. Dude, baby, your fucking pussy is going to look so good when I shove this in. We're going to look so good together down there. Babe. Oh, fuck. I'm kind of worried though. You might be quite tight for me. We'll probably have to break you a little bit, honey. That's okay. Can't wait till you get to feel it and it just breaks your mind, honey. Just let it break your mind. How good it feels. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, honey. Oh my god. Fuck yourself good now. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Like, if you want me to describe my cock for you, then I will. Okay? And I'm not going to say length. Because I'm very happy with the length of my cock, but if you say a number to a woman, she will never be happy with it. She might say, oh, it could have been a bit more, it could have been a bit less. It's just going to be so perfect. That's all that matters, because you're going to love the thickness of it. Like, I can't even really close my hand around my cock. Barely. Like, I'm not shitting you. Like, I can't. And it gets even bigger in the middle. That's just like towards the end. Under the head, you know. You have such nice hands on it. It looks so comfy. Yeah. God. You would really love this thing, baby. Oh, it's just satisfying all the way. It's like a big sausage. Oh, yeah. Sorry. But you would love it, honey. Just like I would love your pussy. Pussy's this small, little, collected, little, wrapped up present for me. And I always get to open it the same way. Brushing my hand, my fingers, or my cock through it, and it's just pillowy and soft, and I'm just brushing my head against it and mopping you all up, and they're just kissing and having such a nice time together. Oh my god. And I'm gonna shove it in, and you start being elastic around my cock. Like, you start fucking letting me turn you inside out a little bit, like. Dude, like, you're letting me clean you out here, you're letting me enter your body, you're really giving me a gift, baby. You're really giving me a gift by letting me fuck you. By letting me have your pussy with this nice, thick, juicy cock. Yeah. You're really letting me have a gift, honey. By having your pussy. God. Fuck, you just look so pretty. And I really do like the idea of coming on you. Coming across your back, across your stomach, on your face, in your mouth, so you collect it on your tongue. Whatever you want to do with it, honey. But I would love to get into all of that with you, honey. Because I know you want to. Oh. God. Yes. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, God. Can I pick you up and just transport you here? Let's put you down. That's why I need the future already. I need the future to be able to teleport you onto my car. Oh, baby. You'd be so comfy, wouldn't you? And so happy. God. Oh, me too, honey. So good, baby. So good, isn't it? Listen to me. I have to go now. Cause I want to lay down and think of you. If you listen this far, say spinach.